Neelix lies on a couch while a young woman gently massages his feet. A waiter crosses to him.
Oh, Galia nectar. From a blossom which only grows near a certain lake on Paxaw and blooms once every 6 years. Specialty of the house.
This is the real place?
The Paxaw Resort was the place to go on Talax for serious relaxation. And some personal pampering. It's very exclusive. You had to be rich and privileged. Or know someone rich and privileged who owed you a favor. Now, I'd say if anyone deserves and needs a little pampering, it's this crew. Don't you feel as if all your cares are just light years away?
Yeah, it's nice.
I'm certainly open to any suggestions for perfecting the program.
Maybe it could use a little more, fun.
Loosen it up.
Yeah, right. Like this guy. He's so, formal. Computer, give the waiter a more casual look. And have him serve Ricari Starbursts all around. Now, what we need around here are some more people. Computer, add characters from Kim's sport program Theta 2. What sport would that be exactly?
Volleyball.
They're a championship team. Gold medal winners in 2216. No wonder your game's improved.
You know, this would be even better with more upbeat music.
Computer, access the cultural database and create musicians from Earth's Caribbean region. Now this is relaxing.
More drinks for everyone. And bring out some spicy piraca wings. You can't have a party without food.
All senior officers, report to the bridge.
Great program, Neelix. Save it for us, will ya?
I certainly will. Hey, how can you listen to this without feeling the urge to dance?
British Sky Broadcasting presents Star Trek Voyager, based on Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry. This episode is entitled Warlord. Gas explodes outwards in a huge arc from an enormous sun. Nuclear reactions in the star's core send great gouts of flame thousands of miles into space. The Federation starship Voyager flies through a giant arc of fire on its continuing journey to find home. Its captain is Catherine Janeway. The starship Voyager pushes through clouds of dust and gas, its flat, oval bow raised above and forward of the cylindrical body to which the engine arms are fixed, forges a path through the unknown darkness of space. Billions of stars shine throughout the universe, illuminating huge gas clouds and multicolored planets. A blue-green planet is framed in a golden glow surrounded by the jagged illuminations of gas and space debris. Voyager flies past great rocks covered in ice and on into the farthest reaches of infinite space. A blue-gray planet streaked with clouds turns in space. Its gravitational pull holds fragments of rock, the debris of dead planets and comets in a thin band encircling the planet like a giant ring. As Voyager passes beyond the ringed planet and on towards others, an unknown sun eclipsed by a satellite moon is revealed as the moon moves on its eternal orbit. The darkness itself is eclipsed by the star's intense brightness. Millions of miles ahead of Voyager, a gigantic, gaseous blue and red nebula proves the existence of many more galaxies. The engines power up, glowing bright blue either side of the starship, and it lunges forward, accelerating into the nebula and disappearing. Kes sits in her quarters, tending her plants.
Sick Beta Kes, please report here immediately. I've been informed we may have incoming casualties.
On my way, Doctor.
Captain, sensor readings indicate that radiation inside the alien vessel is rising to toxic levels. The life signs of the passengers are growing weaker.
Their warp core is heavily damaged. It's leaking drive plasma and gamma radiation. It could breach any time.
Can we beam the passengers out through all that radiation?
Not from here. We'd have to get within 5,000 kilometers.
At that range, we'll be at risk if their engine core explodes.
Lieutenant, take us into range.
Aye, Captain. Closing to within 5,000 kilometers. I'm diverting more power to the targeting scanners, trying to get a pattern lock. There's still too much interference.
A little closer, Tom.
Captain, I'm reading an energy buildup in the reaction chamber.
Mr. Kim.
I've got a lock. Initiating transport.
They're losing antimatter containment.
Shields up. Move us away.
Aye, Captain.
All major systems are undamaged.
I've got them, Captain. All three passengers are in sickbay.
I'm impressed.
Start with the dermal regenerator on the worst of the radiation burns and scan for contamination of the surrounding tissue.
It's all right. It's all right. We're taking care of you now.
You must lie still. You have internal injuries.
My husband! Is he all right?
I'll sedate you if necessary.
Doctor, his heart stopped. He's not responding to cardiac induction.
Give him 20 milligrams of letrozine. No effect. His biochemistry is incompatible with our medications.
No synaptic activity.
The tissue damage is too extensive. There's nothing more I can do for him. Record the time.
No! You must save him! Darren,
I am so sorry.
He can't be gone. He can't.
It was horrible. They chased us across half the sector. We were finally able to fight them off, but not before our own ship was damaged.
Do you know who was chasing you?
This particular trade route has always been plagued by mercenaries and thieves. I'm sure they wanted to take our ship and hold us for ransom. I'm a very prominent physician, and Nori is a cousin of the Autark.
We're grateful for your help, Captain. We're complete strangers to you, but we owe you our lives.
I regret that we weren't able to save your husband as well.
I know your medical staff did everything they could. And Kes has been so kind and compassionate that I don't think I could be making it through this time without her.
I certainly hope that bringing us home won't take you too far out of your way.
Not at all. We'll reach Ilari in less than 2 days.
When we arrive, I am sure that the Autark will want to thank you personally.
I'll be very pleased to meet him.
Taking their empty cups, the captain shows them out.
Oh, hello, Balana.
Good to see you too.
I was hoping you'd be Kes. She was supposed to meet me here 20 minutes ago. It's not like her to be late.
She must have gotten held up with some work.
I wasn't sure you'd enjoy the program with the new modifications Harry and Tom added.
Well, I've made a few modifications of my own.
She gestures to a muscle-bound man wearing swimming trunks who gently drapes a towel around her shoulders.
Thank you. Great program, Neelix.
Computer, locate Kes.
S is in transporter room 1.
Don't you worry about using a device that takes apart your molecules and sends them flying through space?
There are all kinds of safety procedures and backup systems to make sure nothing goes wrong.
Neelix to Kes.
Kes here.
I hope you didn't forget our lunch date in the holodeck.
I'm sorry. I'll be right there. I have to go. I'll see you later.
Are you feeling all right, sweetie?
It's just a slight headache.
Well, we should get you to sickbay.
I'll be fine. Really.
After lunch, we could go out for a sail.
That sounds nice. But can we do it some other time? I promised to show Nori and Aiden the aeroponics bay this afternoon.
You certainly seem to have hit it off with our guests. You've been nearly inseparable since they got here.
Nori really needs a friend right now. I want to be there for her. So I hope you understand that I'll be busy with her and Aiden for the next few days.
We can keep them busy together. I'll arrange so many fun activities, Nori won't have time to be sad. We can start with a lovely picnic.
This is typical of you, Neelix.
What? Wanting to help?
It bothers you that I'm making friends of my own. You always have to involve yourself somehow.
Why, I certainly don't mean to intrude on your friendships. You can spend time with anyone you want.
As long as I still spend most of it with you.
No. I'd hope that you would want to be with me. At least some of the time. It's not a duty or an obligation.
Well, sometimes it feels that way.
If you feel this way, why haven't you said so before?
Maybe I never realized a relationship could be any different. I've never been with anyone but you. It might be a good idea
for both of us to spend some time apart. I'm sorry.
Kes walks away, leaving Neelix confused and surprised. He watches her for a moment before turning sadly away.
Captain's log, stardate 50348.1. We've entered orbit around Ilari and sent a message to the Autarch, inviting him to visit the ship. Instead, he'll be sending an official representative.
The Autarch might have taken a personal interest in our welfare.
I'm sure he does. Our message made it very clear that you had both completely recovered.
Kes strides into the transporter room.
I'm so glad you could join us.
Beam our guest aboard. I'm Captain Catherine Janeway.
Kes shoots the visitor and the crewman.
Commander, a phaser has been fired in transporter room 1.
Bridge to Janeway.
Emergency in transporter room.
Janeway is hit from behind and Kes rushes to the console.
They've activated security alerts. Seal the door like I showed you.
There's a transport in progress.
Block it.
I'm locked out. Commander, it's one of the shuttlecraft. Someone's beaming it into space.
They're right outside the door.
Everyone on the transporter pad now!
You're sure this is safe?
Maybe you'd rather stay here.
Commander, 3 people just beamed to the shuttle. The 2 Ilari. And yes.
Lock on a tractor beam.
I'm trying, but the shields around the shuttle have been altered. They're scattering the beam.
Target phasers at their engine core. Just enough to knock out propulsion.
It's too late. They've gone to warp.
Set a course to follow them.
I can't find the shuttle's warp trail. There's no sign of them on long-range sensors.
Transporter room to bridge. Ensign Martin and the Ilari representative are dead. The captain is injured and has been beamed to sickbay.
Acknowledged.
It looks like the shuttle's plasma injectors were remodulated to suppress their warp signature.
I wouldn't think it was possible to make those adjustments so quickly.
It takes some incredibly precise calibrations. Someone on that shuttle really knows what they're doing.
The escaped shuttle swings into orbit above a green-blue planet.
They didn't follow us.
Of course not. They're still trying to figure out what happened.
What's wrong? Does your head hurt?
A little. It's nothing.
Aiden should take a look.
I said it's nothing! You're worse than that Talaxian.
We're in position over the encampment now. Looks like Resh has assembled the troops right on schedule. 400 men, just waiting for your orders.
Maybe we should give him some.
Tapping at her console, Kes transports a warrior from the surface.
What is this? Nori, I heard your ship had been destroyed.
You didn't think I'd let a little accident stop me, do you?
That's Tyrion?
The host body you were expecting is dead. Fortunately, young nurse was with me at the right time, and she's provided me with a very suitable replacement.
Oh, I'm very relieved you survived.
Oh, I'm sure you are, at least for your own ambitions. I want you to advance my troops to the Northern Ridge.
But we can't go ahead with the attack now.
Are you questioning my orders?
This is insane. We've spent years planning this, every move, every detail. And now suddenly our leader's been reduced to a little girl?
I've been exploring the mind of this little girl, and I've discovered some other interesting abilities. She had barely begun to tap into them. It's a good thing I came along so all that wasted potential could be turned to a greater purpose. Now, should I continue the demonstration, or do I have your loyalty?
You shall have it. Sir.
Captain's log, stardate 50351.4. We're holding a meeting with Demos, the Autarch's eldest son and heir, in an effort to understand the recent hostile activity.
I'm sure they really wanted to kill my father. He's the one they invited up to your ship. Nori and Aiden are known to be political extremists.
How could Kes be involved?
I may be able to explain that. You mentioned that she was with the third patient when he died.
That's right. Why?
I believe your crew member has been inhabited by the consciousness of a very dangerous man named Tyrion.
Who is that? What does he want with Kes?
Oh, I know exactly what he wants. To overthrow my family's government and to reinstate himself as the Autarch.
He has held title before.
Tyrion ruled Ilari over 2 centuries ago. He was a war hero, a brilliant military leader. He brought security and stability during a difficult time in our history. But in peacetime, he began to treat his own subjects as enemies. He became convinced everyone was a potential traitor.
At some point, your people must have rebelled.
They did. Led by one of my ancestors, They laid siege to the Imperial Hall for over a year, and the city around it was burned to the ground. But Tyrann was finally defeated.
And yet you believe that he, or at least his consciousness, has survived.
During his reign, he became obsessed with his own mortality. He spent most of his time and Ilari's resources searching for ways to overcome death. Somehow, he's discovered a way to transfer his own mind into someone else's body, as he's done with Kes.
So he's been controlling her?
Yes, completely.
But he knew things about Kes's life. He acted enough like Kes to fool us all. The real Kes must still be in there somewhere.
Tyrann may have access to her memories and her feelings, but the Kes you know is lost. I'm very sorry.
I'm not prepared to accept that yet. Examine the body of the man who died. We need more information about how the transfer works if we want to get Kes back.
That's certainly worth exploring, Captain, but our priority must be to stop Tyrann, by force if necessary. Voyager is a powerful ship.
You may be considering force, but my only intention is to rescue Kes and remove Tyrann's consciousness. That should serve both our interests.
You don't understand what's at stake here, Captain. You must help me to defend my people.
Bridge to the Captain.
Go ahead.
We've located the missing shuttle.
On my way. Let's hope we can put an end to this right now.
They entered orbit, then dropped their shields and cut their engines.
There's a residual trace of transporter activity. It looks like four people beamed from the shuttle to the surface.
They're in the main chamber of the Imperial Hall.
Lock onto those patterns and beam them back to Voyager.
I can't. Some kind of interference has gone up around the whole structure.
He's after my family. My father and brother are down there.
Kes bursts into the main chamber, firing at the guards. She and her three comrades march to the high table.
Ah, the venerated Artok. I've been looking forward to meeting you for a long time.
Father!
Where's his brother?
I don't know. He should have been here.
Get him out of here. Lock him up.
I think I've located the brother. According to security logs, Demis was transported to Voyager over an hour ago.
He's going to be a problem, but we'll have to deal with him at another time. Give me the talisman.
Her comrade takes a wide-banded necklace from around the Autark's neck and hands it to Kes.
This was stolen from me 200 years ago. And I've dedicated every moment since to putting it back where it belongs.
Loyalty and service to the new Autark.
Loyalty and service.
Assuming her new role, Kes dresses as Tyrann and strides into the main chamber. Bodies are being removed.
I want you to pay a visit to my supporters in the Aero province. Give them all new titles, whatever I promised. And of course, I couldn't overlook your faithful service. I think the title First Castellan suits you very well. I feel like I've finally come home again, but it's hardly as I left it. My portrait should be hanging here. As for the rest of this nonsense, it's nothing more than a useless display of wealth, as if the First Artok needs to impress anyone. I want it all cleared out of here. Everything should look as it did during my reign.
Tyrann looks around for other objects to smash. Spotting a vase with flowers, Tyrann reaches for it, but stops suddenly. Picking out a flower, Tyrann sniffs it, smiling, and rushes over to Nori, leaping onto the table holding the flower.
I trust you'll take care of all that. And we'll need some new servants, too. What is it? You don't look happy.
I'm happy that we've accomplished our goal. But there have been some unexpected changes, and I don't know how they'll affect our future together. I don't even know if I'm still your wife.
Forgive me, I haven't considered how unsettling this must be for you. Don't worry. You know how much I depend on you. Your loyalty and encouragement have helped make this victory possible. I'll share everything with you, just as I always promised.
Artok!
Now I'm afraid I have business to attend to.
Two guards drag the old Autark's son in.
Leave him here. Everyone else is dismissed.
Tyrann gestures sharply for Nori to leave as well.
Amaron, you and I haven't had a chance to get acquainted. I'm Tyrann.
Tyrann?
I like the way you say that. You and I didn't get off to a very good start, did we?
You murdered my father right in front of me.
I shouldn't have let you watch that. I'm sorry, but his death was necessary to make room for his successor.
Demas is the rightful heir, not you.
How many times have people said the very same thing to you? It must have been hard to hear every day. The constant reminder that your brother is destined to be ruler just because he was lucky enough to be born first. I don't think that's fair, do you?
It's the law.
Doesn't have to be. It can change. Demas is off hiding on some alien ship. And you're here. With me. I'm sure it's an opportunity you've always dreamed of. To prove that you're really the natural leader and not just a weak copy of your father. Now you can have that chance. If you're willing to take it.
You mean if I join you?
We have so much to offer each other. Your heritage would help solidify my claim. And in return, I could give you power. Real power. To control the lives of millions of people. To reward your friends, punish your enemies. Everything you want can be yours for the asking. Everything.
After what you've done?
That's all in the past. You should be thinking about the future. Would you rather be a martyr to your brother's cause or rule by my side?
Captain's log, supplemental. Demas has decided to remain on board Voyager for the time being, but continues to monitor the worsening situation on Alari.
This coup attempt is turning my people against each other. They're splitting into factions, mine and Tyran's.
Whom does the law recognize as Autarch?
Officially, I inherited my father's title upon his death. But this isn't a matter of law. It's about loyalty. Some people will follow whoever has more power, and right now, that's Tyran. He's gaining support every day. He's already recruited some of my less reliable allies, which may include my brother, Amaron.
Your brother? I assumed he'd been killed.
So did I. Until I learned otherwise from sources on Ilari. Tyran spared his life, no doubt, in order to win his loyalty. Amaron's always been easily swayed.
And you believe he would betray you?
That's very possible. And if he does, there will be no way to avoid a civil war. I must strike now, before Tyran is fully prepared.
There are always alternatives to war. Before you send in your fleet, I suggest we hear from the Doctor and consider the possibility of removing Tyran from Kes safely.
I've identified the transfer mechanism. This cortical implant was automatically activated at the moment of death. It enhanced Tyran's neural pattern and sent it out along the peripheral nerves. The actual transfer took place through these bioelectric microfibers. When they came in direct contact with Kes, they transmitted Tyran's pattern up through her nervous system and into her brain.
I assume Tyran would implant a device like this in his new body as quickly as possible.
Perhaps we can use that to our advantage.
My thoughts exactly. This synaptic stimulator will tap into the implant in Kes's body and remove the alien neural pattern. Then her own consciousness can take over.
Yes, but how close would you have to get to use this device?
To be fully effective, it would have to come in direct contact with her skin.
If I could get anywhere near her, I'd use a Thoron rifle to be absolutely sure.
Not if you want my help. Kes is still a member of this crew under my protection.
I'm very sorry she got caught in the middle of this, Captain, but too many other innocent lives have already been lost, including my father's.
Then let's work together to prevent any more deaths. Don't risk the lives of your soldiers until you've exhausted every other option.
What exactly do you suggest?
If Tyran is anticipating an attack by your fleet, he may not be guarding as carefully against an individual infiltrating the Imperial Hall. I believe I would be able to get close enough to Kes to use the Doctor's device.
Your knowledge of the Hall and its defenses would be invaluable to us.
All right. We'll try your strategy.
The new cortical implant looks fine. Let me just make sure it's connecting properly to the nerve pathways.
Do something about these headaches while you're at it. They make it difficult to concentrate.
That's an entirely different problem. This body isn't accepting your neural pattern very easily. She wasn't a willing host like the others.
She's been resisting me all right. I can feel her in the back of my mind somewhere, like a trapped animal rattling her cage. She has a lot of spirit. It's invigorating.
Your neural pattern may become unstable if you stay in this host. Now that we've got the transfer mechanism in place, I suggest you use it to move into a more compatible body.
No. I like this one. Particularly the unique mental abilities that come with it.
Consider the risks.
Do you really think a child like this poses any threat to me? I've been fighting worse battles since the day I was born. When the doctor said I wouldn't live past my first year, I proved them wrong. Even when my parents thought I was too sickly to be worth caring for, I survived on the streets. Even when my own ungrateful subjects forced me into exile, I refused to accept defeat. I certainly won't surrender to this little girl. You will not suggest it again.
Demis has acquired two more ships.
There are reports that his fleet is massing behind the fifth moon. We should make a preemptive strike.
Not on the basis of an unsubstantiated rumor. Let him come to us, we'll be ready.
I'm told that the Viceroy of Janor is ready to give you his support in exchange for more territory.
When did corruption become so commonplace? My people are crying out for moral leadership. I should make an example out of this Viceroy.
What's wrong?
There's someone.
Tyrion?
There's a familiar presence in this room. Not any of you. Someone from this body's previous life. Someone she knew well. Seal the room, we have an uninvited guest.
Everyone, stay where you are.
Who is it?
Someone very good at concealing himself and his thoughts. A disciplined, logical mind. You've made it this far without being detected, but you didn't realize how much more perceptive I've become. Typical Vulcan arrogance. It's touching, really. Your concern for the life of your little student, risking yourself in a hopeless effort to save her.
A servant puts a device on Tyrion's cheek.
Get that off!
Tuvok is unmasked.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine and still perfectly in control of this body, but my compliments on your clever medical technology.
An attack on the Autark is punishable by death.
She's so protective of me, but I think Voyager's tactical officer might be more useful to me alive.
You know that I won't provide you with any information.
You'd be surprised how often I've heard that. Who helped you get past my security? Who betrayed me?
I had no assistance.
What will Janeway do when you don't come back? Send someone else? Join Demis in an assault?
I have no knowledge of the captain's plans.
She must have discussed alternate strategies with you before you came on this mission.
She did not.
I suppose I could threaten you or torture you, but I doubt that would make any difference.
You are correct.
Fortunately, I have other options now. With these new abilities, it's a simple matter to reach into someone's mind. With some people, it's effortless. Others require a little more work. Do you really think you can keep me away from your innermost thoughts? Your fears and insecurities? Your feelings? I sense some embarrassment at being captured. Worry about how strong I really am. And of course, there's anger. That's the emotion that really threatens your control. So, you try even harder to hide from me. I feel those mental barriers going up. Do you notice that it doesn't seem to be working? As if someone were disrupting your ability to concentrate. It's a helpless feeling, isn't it?
You will not break my control.
Not break you, free you from all that repression. All you have to do is let go. I can help you release your own strength and give you what you've always secretly desired.
I have never desired, yes.
In all those hours you spent alone together, all those intimate moments touching each other's minds, you've never even wondered what it might be like.
Kiss.
Tyrion kisses Tuvok, who places his fingers on her temple in a Vulcan mind meld.
I'm here. I'm fighting him.
I had no doubt you would be.
There are times when he's weaker, I can almost break through.
Tap tap into his strengths and make them your own.
Losing hold.
I am with you. Don't let go.
No!
Tiran overcomes Kez and mentally flings Tuvok against the cave wall.
Captain's log, stardate 50361.7. Lieutenant Tuvok hasn't reported for our scheduled rendezvous, and we've been unable to contact him. We're now considering other, more forceful options.
Our team will beam down to the surface approximately 2 kilometers from the palace. Demis and his advanced guard will meet us there.
Captain, I request permission to go with you on the rescue team. Now, I had basic combat training on Talax. All right, very basic. But I've also been participating in tactical exercises with this crew every month. I have a lifetime of experience thinking on my feet, and you know I'll do everything in my power to make this mission a success.
Consider yourself drafted.
The detection grid will make a surprise attack difficult.
Well, then we'll have to find a way to knock out the grid. I've been scanning it for weaknesses. The system goes through a maintenance cycle every 10 hours. There are a few seconds when it might be vulnerable to a narrow-band EM pulse.
Bridge to the captain. You have an incoming transmission from the planet.
Put it through.
Captain, you failed.
What do you mean?
I'm still in control. Your little device was useless and Tuvok is my prisoner. I suggest you call off your new rescue mission before you lose any more members of your crew.
You've made a bad guess, Tiran. There will be no more rescues.
My guess is that you've discovered the convenient weakness in the detection grid. If you attempt to take advantage of it, I'll have twice as many soldiers waiting for you.
If this was meant to be a trap, why tell us about it?
I'm really not a monster. I have no quarrel with Voyager. Your crew did save my life once when my ship was about to explode. I haven't forgotten that.
Tiran seems suddenly to weaken as a pain rushes through his head.
This has been a friendly warning, Captain, but it's the last one. Now, I strongly suggest that you accept your losses and be on your way. You have 30 seconds to leave orbit.
Send two of my warships to intercept Voyager.
You're not well.
If you can't do anything about this pain, then leave me alone.
You need to get some sleep.
No, she's there when I sleep.
She?
Kes! Who else?
You can't stay awake for the rest of your life.
The voyage is leaving orbit.
Let them go.
Yes, sir, but with all due respect, why? Demis is on that ship. Our warships are in position to destroy it.
I told them they could go, and I keep my word. I don't have to explain myself to you. Get out! Everyone! Clear the room now!
Slumping heavily into a seat at the table in the main chamber, Tiran struggles to keep his eyes open. The moment they are closed, he is himself in his own body, facing Kes within his own mind.
You're losing, Tiran. Why won't you admit it?
I will admit that you've surprised me. Who would have imagined that such fierce determination existed within that deceptively frail body?
Don't continue to underestimate me. Release me, or I'll force you out.
My dear, why should we be enemies? Why waste the energy in conflict when we could achieve so much more by cooperating?
You're contemptible, Tiran. I won't be any part of your plans.
You're already a part of them. You and I have killed together, remember? And you will continue to serve my will. You really have no choice. Wouldn't it be wiser to join me? To take advantage of all I have to offer? You may find that you enjoy having power. I assure you, it is the finest aphrodisiac there is.
That may work with others, but it won't with me.
So, you insist on making this a battle? How foolish.
It's a battle I intend to win.
Brave words. You've been an annoyance to me, nothing more.
I've been more to you than that, and you know it. I'm fighting you with every bit of strength I have, and it's wearing you down. You're becoming more unstable every day. The headaches alone are almost more than you can stand.
I've suffered pain all my life. It's going to take more than headaches to stop me.
I know all about your life. I know about your suffering. It doesn't justify what you've become. You're a monster, Tiran.
And I have no compassion for you.
And I don't ask for any. What I need from you, I already have. Your body and your mind.
You may have my body, but you'll never have my mind. I won't surrender it.
You may resist and try to fight me, but eventually I will defeat you. I haven't existed for 2 centuries to be brought down by a child.
You're already deteriorating, and it's only going to get worse. I'll find every little crack in your defenses. You'll feel yourself crumbling from within, your sanity slipping away. I won't stop until you're broken and helpless. There's nowhere you can go to get away from me. I'll be relentless and merciless, just like you. What are you doing?
You were in such a deep sleep, I had to use a stimulant to bring you out of it. Your neural stress readings are extremely erratic. This has gone too far. You must transfer out of this body before it destroys you.
I told you not to say that ever again. Stronger than ever! Stronger than ever! Stronger than... My friends, we have much to celebrate tonight. Our recent victory, the consolidation of power among those who are loyal to us, and the fact that Ellari is poised on the brink of what will be its greatest era of prosperity. But there's another occasion that's cause for celebration, one that is perhaps the most joyous of all. I'd like to present my husband-to-be.
Amaron walks into the room, and as everyone stares, they kiss. Tyrion gestures for him to move away and sits next to Nori.
Don't be upset, it's only a political alliance. Amaron will help bring the support of Demis's troops. Ah, tell me you still love me.
You know I love you.
Amaron! And Nori, you have both been essential to my success, and I want you to be close friends. I want us all to be very, very close. Nori, don't make me doubt your loyalty. I'm not listening to you!
Sir! Enemy ships are approaching. At least 20. It's Demis's fleet and Voyager.
I assume my ships are moving to intercept them.
Yes, but we are outnumbered.
I've always fought against the odds. My fleet will defeat them.
All the same, I recommend taking some precautions. We should get you to the reinforced shelter.
This is a celebration to announce my marriage. I won't allow Demis to make me run like some frightened animal. Join us. Food and drink for my first Castellan. I told you to join us. Drink! Eat! I want all of you to enjoy yourselves. My charitable projects, how are they progressing? When do we break ground for the new library?
Soon. Good.
I want the people to know that I have their welfare at heart. Tomorrow we'll send out an edict. Every citizen must have a garden.
A garden?
I love plants, flowers, anything that grows. Some of the times I felt most content were those spent watching the seedlings grow and the aeroponics.
They've made it through our defenses. They're sending down ground forces.
That's impossible. You're lying.
I'm sending additional troops to their defensive positions, activating full security measures. That ought to hold them off. But we have to go, now.
Anyone who tries to leave this room will be shot as a traitor.
Look for yourself.
This has to be a trick, a ruse of some kind. That's what they're doing. They're creating a distraction to draw my attention away from their real plan.
Tyrion, please, they're coming.
They must have sent an infiltrator. We have an intruder. I know you're here somewhere, Tuvok. You don't realize how receptive I've become.
Tuvok!
Mr. Paris, no time for a tearful reunion. We've got to get you out of here.
Tom and Tuvok edge down a tunnel. As Tom steps over a fallen guard, the guard suddenly grabs his legs. A second guard attacks Tuvok. Paris knocks his guard out and Tuvok disables his by pressing on the nerves in his neck. He helps Tom to his feet.
Someday you're gonna have to show me how to do that.
Don't give in. Stay with me. Tyrion!
Stay here.
Fight it! You must fight it, Tyrion, please! Keep fighting!
Do you have the device ready? Now.
You're getting away!
I'll cover you.
gotta get out. Find a doctor and get you stabilized or transferred to a new host. You will survive.
Jess! Stop! Please, stay there. Just let me get to you and this will all be over.
Tyrion reaches for a phaser, but Neelix fires.
Tyrion!
Amaron is pulled away as Neelix attaches the doctor's device to Kez's cheek.
Tyrion.
He's gone.
No, he isn't. He's still here. He moved on to someone else before you used this. He wanted you to think he'd been destroyed. But he's hiding in a new host. I know you too well, Tyrion.
No! You can't do this!
You died a long time ago. Now it's time to let go.
Kez attaches the device to Amaron's cheek. As he recovers, he is pushed away.
Demis, it's over.
Kez takes the wide-banded necklace from around her neck and hands it to Demis. He takes it and bows in thanks. Neelix gently puts a hand on Kez's shoulder and turns her towards him, looking with concern and kindness as she breathes deeply.
Your thoughts are a turbulent ocean. Visualize yourself floating above them.
I can't. I've been using all the meditations you've taught me, but they're not helping.
You must be patient and allow yourself sufficient time. Don't attempt to deny the emotional impact of your experience.
How can I worry about my own well-being when so many people have suffered and died?
You were not responsible for Tyrion's actions.
I can't help wondering whether I could have fought harder.
It was your absolute refusal to surrender which defeated him. You cannot ask more of yourself than that.
Everything seems so different now. My thoughts and perceptions. Even my relationships with my closest friends. You, the Doctor, Neelix. How can I go back to my normal life as if nothing ever happened?
You cannot. This experience will force you to adapt. You are no longer the same person, and the course of your life will change as a result. Where that new course leads is up to you.
The End, voiced by Marston York for British Sky Broadcasting.